AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump has told his supporters to come to the courthouse in Miami tomorrow. He is expected to face charges of possessing classified documents. Manny Morales is the police chief in Miami.
I want to assure the city we are ready, and we're ready for it to be over and gone.
Morales says police will be ready, but they don't expect any issues. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein points out there are changes in the Trump legal team.
Up and until the time that a defendant in federal district court has counsel who have filed a permanent notice of appearance, there can be no arraignment.
The Justice Department unsealed an indictment charging Trump with 37 felony counts. A federal judge who ordered American Airlines and JetBlue Airlines to end their Northeast partnership is giving the airline more time to unwind the deal. A boat capsized during a tour of an underground cavern system built to carry water from the Erie Canal beneath the western New York City of Lockport. Police don't immediately know how many people were aboard the boat or whether anyone was injured. A judge says a Utah mother of three who wrote a children's book about coping with grief after her husband's death and was later accused of fatally poisoning him will remain in jail for the duration of her trial on murder and drug charges. Corey Richens knelt her head and cried as a detective testified about authorities finding her husband dead and cold to the touch. And prosecutors argued the evidence against her was strong enough to deny her bail. A jury in Oregon found electric utility Pacific Corp responsible for causing devastating fires during Labor Day 2020 in a civil lawsuit. The jury returned the decision, saying the utility should be held financially liable for homes destroyed in the blaze. The jury awarded millions of dollars each to 17 homeowners who sued Pacific Corp after the fires. President Biden's schedule today has been moved to tomorrow. The White House says he had his second root canal in 2 days. This is AP News. There is a pay raise on the menu for food delivery workers in New York City.
In a national first, New York City is implementing a minimum pay rate of $17.96 an hour for app-based food delivery workers starting July 12th. Mayor Eric Adams says the city's more than 60,000 delivery workers currently make an average of $7.09 an hour.
What guarantees these workers, their families can earn a living. They should not be delivering food to your household if they can't put food on the plate in their household.
The minimum wage is set to rise to nearly $20 by April 2025. Uber Eats, DoorDash, and Grubhub have pushed back on the new rule. Julie Walker, New York.
Snowfall on New Hampshire's Mount Washington has reached 8.4 inches for the month of June. That's the highest amount in June in 91 years of record keeping. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.